Orleans Independent Radio, and a little bit late happy birthday to Melissa, my partner here at Live 95, turning 1 year older over the weekend and needed to add a little time to prepare some things here in the studio. You know, things just go crazy when I leave for a week, but it's good to be back. It's 4 o'clock. It's a Tuesday. I cannot see 10 feet outside of the studio, and it's time now for Sports Talk Live. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, brought to you in part each and every week by People's Bank. It's Jason Spiegel, Ronnie Barnes, and I feel like I should be doing a game show.
Hey, that's all right.
Let's make a
money involved.
Let's make a deal, Jay.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Awards edition.
That's right.
Sports Talk Live, and today, Ronnie,
did you say awards?
Awards.
We're getting out of Oscars, aren't we?
Yeah. We got a song for that. Here we go. Bring it on.
There's no telling. I'm way behind on music.
Is that the theme song to Chariots of Fire?
Close.
Dang.
Name that tune.
Think Goose. Think Maverick.
Oh, yeah, I got it now, but I have no idea what the name is.
Well, I don't have it.
All right, let me tell everybody while the music's playing in the background, a good time to tell everybody, Ronnie. Today we will announce the People's Bank Sports Talk Live 95.5 Player of the Year, along in both boys and girls. All these will be both boys and girls. Boys Player of the Year, Girls Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, Team of the Year, and we will actually have the Game of the Year. And so,
good stuff. Good stuff.
Probably going to be a lot of disagreements on what we decide, but that's okay, too.
Are all the envelopes sealed, you know,
they're
being
sealed.
An accounting firm that Jay Fuller Accounting.
Independently audited. It wouldn't matter. I can't see him now anyway. I can't see 2 feet outside the front.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Wow. Talk about a foggy mess out there. Hey, folks, be careful if you're out on the highways headed home from work today. Take it a little extra precaution, stay a little further away from the person in front of you, and drive a little slow, because it is nasty.
But if you're not close to them, you won't ever see them. So you need to get close to them.
Well, yeah. There is something to be said for that as well.
Ronnie, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this may be the first time in over 50 years that Coleman has had competition against the county schools in any kind of ratings. Or a champion has been crowned, even though it is our champion. Still, it is a step.
Yeah,
competition between the city and the county.
I think you're probably right. Of course, I mean, you know, we all know that some of the local county teams play Coleman in different sporting events. You know, basketball certainly. Holly Pond has been playing Coleman as of recently, and I know Fairview used to play them, and Vimont used to play and used to play Coleman, and. I think there's some that, Hansville's played football, for several years. So there has been some, there has been some competition, athletic competition between the city and the county, but not on the scale of what we're, doing here today.
We are going to name a champion. Forget the county tournament because Coleman can't play in it.
That's right. So. That's over. Congratulations to all those county tournament winners. I don't know. It's been so long since I've been here. I don't even know if I've been on the show, Jason, since the county tournament ended. So
you've been on a time.
Have
I? Too,
okay.
But I think we were past the county tournament at that time.
All right. Well, just congratulations to all those schools. That won their respective divisions and congratulations.
In the varsity division, very simple. Go out Highway 278 east and hang a left, and you are at the home of the county champion.
That's right. Just like we called it.
Right.
And, we both called them.
Called that one actually before the season.
Oh, yeah.
Even started.
You sure did. I give you credit for that. You called both finals before the season ever started.
Wow. Jay has left, and now I have got sound in both ears.
I do, too.
So, Jay,
I jumped in
take
as
your
much
time.
As you. Yeah, that's right. We got it fixed, Jay. We got a little smoke coming out out of this box over here, but that's a minor.
What does it mean when smoke's coming out of this control box sitting on the table?
Means it's going to cost Jay money. Not going to cost us a thing. We don't know nothing. Oh, but you're right. I can now hear out of both ears.
Ronnie, before we start the awards, on the collegiate level, Alabama tonight. Who is their opponent? I know they play tonight, but who do they actually play?
Yeah, Alabama's got Ole Miss tonight.
That's right.
If you want me to, I can. I believe that is a 7 o'clock start time, Jason. 7 o'clock. That's 7 o'clock Eastern. So it'll be 6 o'clock. So as soon as we're off the air, you know, you can flip your TV over to, I believe it's the SEC Network, and you can see Ole Miss play Alabama. It will be Alabama's last regular season home game.
And probably their last loss in regular season.
So. Well, at home, of course, they've got another, you know, they've got another game.
Yeah, okay, then it probably won't be their last
loss. No, probably won't be their last loss. They play Saturday at Texas A&M, but they've got Ole Miss tonight. Ole Miss is sitting there at 19-10. 10-6 in the conference. Alabama 17-12, and they're sitting there at 7-9 in the conference. So again, tip off 7 o'clock Eastern on the SEC Network. So that again will be 6 o'clock our time. If you want to see some basketball, I plan on probably watching some of it. Don't know that I'm going to watch all of it, but you know I'll watch some of it.
Depending on how bored you are when you're at home. And
that's right. So. And
on Dog TV?
What's on? There you go. And I'm not fortunate enough to have that channel, so I can't watch Dog TV. But hey, before we do talk, you know, a little bit more about the SEC schedule and what's going on there. How about if we just touch base on some local sports, Jason? That's taking place now. Of course, you know we know basketball season's over. Certainly, football season's over. But, you know, then again, spring training is right around the corner. I think some of the colleges are, matter of fact, I think some of them are already doing spring training.
Sports never end, really.
Never.
Any particular sport pretty much goes year round now, even in high school. If you're going to be one of the top dogs in that sport, it's year round.
It sure is. These are just some of the things that's going on athletically here in this county. Baseball, Addison at Winston County. Coleman is at Pelham. That'd be a doubleheader. And St. Bernard will be at Paint Rock Valley. Now, that's a haul.
Yep.
From St. Bernard to Paint Rock Valley. For those who might know where Paint Rock Valley is, they're probably not.
I've been there, actually.
Okay.
Been to their school, and Cold Springs played Holy Family there in the late 70s, I think it was.
That's a long way, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So, probably there's not 10 people probably in Coleman County that knows where Paint Rock Valley High School is. But, anyway, St. Bernard. Is there playing baseball. Softball, Summerton Christian at Coleman, Fairview at Locust Fork, Good Hope at Fayetteville, St. Bernard at Columbia, and Brewer at West Point. A couple of soccer, Coleman at Decatur, that's the boys, Fairview at Arab, that's boys and girls. And then for those who play tennis, Coleman is at Gunnersville, that's boys and girls. Altamont is at St. Bernard. Altamont's private school in Birmingham. And then St. John Paul II Catholic will be at West Point, and that's boys and girls prep tennis. That's what's going on locally as far as sports goes.
I wonder what the weather's doing to all this event.
Yeah, they're probably not even
I wonder.
You know, they're probably not even
and
playing.
I should know this. We can probably look it up Coleman Times and see. But what the county baseball unit, the tournament was supposed to be last weekend. Of course, we know what happened last weekend.
Exactly.
And then I think it has been delayed, I think starting, is it Thursday or somewhere in there?
I don't know.
And supposed to finish up
Saturday. I haven't seen it.
Looks like that's going to be out of the way now. For those of you who may live in a cave, ice possible after a high tomorrow of 67.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, Jason. Has there been any change? You know, I mentioned when we pulled up. Any change in the weather? Are they still giving the possibility of?
Not that I know of.
You know,
the last thing I seen was, I think, just before we went to lunch today, and it was up to a quarter of an inch of ice for the Coleman area, which don't sound like much, but.
That's heavy.
Heavy. Power lines will be snapping, trees will be breaking, and let's just hope and pray that
we
don't
miss
that.
Right. I think it's still, is it? Pretty definite, pretty firm.
Yeah.
They think it's coming, or are they still kind of up in the air as far as temperature?
I think it's pretty definite. Yeah, other than, you know, if the cold air were to slow down, we could possibly just see rain. But if it stays on the collision course, then tomorrow night, well, rephrase that, early Thursday morning.
In the wee hours of the morning, I mean, after midnight or 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
The worst time, last time I saw it, was about 4 a.m. It should all be in effect, and so that will make drives
school
Thursday morning very interesting.
Yeah, so. So, hey, let's just keep our fingers crossed that we miss, you know, the worst of that. I mean, all of us, none of us really probably even like all the snow that we got, and I think I got about 9 inches, and I think you got at least that at your house.
Yeah, we were about 8 and a half, so.
Yeah, but I'll take 9 inches of snow any day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Over a problem with ice.
Yep, you said that right.
So if you haven't been to the store and got your milk and bread, you might want to consider doing that.
Kathy bought everything at Walmart.
Oh, there's nothing left.
No, nothing left at Walmart. So if you're thinking of going to Walmart, go somewhere else.
just have an alternative plan.
Before we get into the wars, and I know we keep putting it off, but Jay's not here to take us to a commercial, so let's talk about something else.
Sure.
A announcement today I saw just before coming, and actually a pretty big announcement.
Yeah,
Coach Alan Scott,
local sports,
Vianmont, no longer the head coach there, has moved to Good Hope, accepted the head coaching job in football at Good Hope. So,
I heard a little bit about that this morning around 10 o'clock, and then you just kind of confirmed it, you know, just a few minutes ago that it was on the paper, it was in the Times or something, on their website or. Or some of them's website, Common Sense, or someone, that Coach Scott was leaving Vianmont and returning to his alma mater at Good Hope, and we really wish.
I'm back. How's your hearing?
Hey,
you still got both ears?
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish Coach Scott nothing but the best, great success going back to his alma mater, and a really quality person there in Alan Scott.
Yeah, great guy. He was 18-23 at Vianmont in 4 years with two playoff appearances. And Scott, as you said, from Good Hope, graduated in 1997. He was a three-sport athlete at Good Hope. He has had coaching stints. He helped his former coach, J.D. Williams, at Curry for a couple of years while in college, then spent a few short stints in various coaching capacities at Mortimer Jordan and Bragg Middle School in Gardendale.
Yeah.
Scott was hired by Mike Grantham at Vianmont Middle School in 2003 and has stayed there for 12 years. And now he has accepted the job at Good Hope. I think 91 names in the hat. And the way I read this, 91 original names in the hat. They got it down to two finalists, and Coach Scott, from my understanding, had not even put his name in the hat of the original 91. He was going to stay at Vianmont.
Uh-huh.
And the deal fell through with both of the top two candidates.
Wow.
And
so they started this,
over and had 60 or 61 names, and he threw his name in the hat this time, and he is now the head coach at Good Hope.
So. Congratulations. Again, like those things, be careful what you ask for. But no.
You know, I'm not associated with any of the county schools, so I can kind of call it like I see it, unless there's something in the cupboard there that I'm not seeing.
Maybe a while.
Yeah, maybe he'll build it back.
Maybe a building process.
One more thing, while we're speaking of Good Hope, Ronnie, Kara Goodwin, softball pitcher from Good Hope, really making a name for herself now at UAB. She was named the Conference USA Pitcher of the Week Monday, sweeping the conference top honors with UAB softball teammate and player Sarah Beth Williamson. Goodwin, a sophomore now.
A lot of time left.
Yeah. Pitched a 1-0 shutout of number 13 of Minnesota. And that capped off a 4-0 showing at the weekend Citrus Classic in Orlando. And she came in and paved the way for two wins Sunday with five solid innings and a 7-4 comeback win. So she's
found the groove right there, hasn't she?
She's 6-0 with 39 strikeouts. So,
boy, she's representing Cullman County and Good Hope High School extremely well, isn't she? So, great congratulations to Miss Goodwin. UAB pitcher.
You know that softball puzzles me, though. A baseball pitcher is so limited on how much he can throw.
Not softball, baby.
Softball, throw all you want.
You got that. If you get one stud that can throw it, you throw them every day.
And especially in high school. I mean, you get one pitcher, you're going to win 90% of your games if you've got a good pitcher.
You got that. You know, if you can just, I mean, if you can generate one or two runs, I mean, if you've got really a stud pitcher, I mean, you're going to win the vast majority of your games.
Right.
So, like I say, it's much different than baseball because you can pitch them every day. You know, take a minute.
You may have heard this. I've heard it in the past that college coaches actually hated seeing the high school game go to fast pitch because there's so little action. They don't get a good feel for
maybe their abilities.
Yeah, the kids' abilities, so they can teach a girl to hit the ball.
Yeah,
but they want to see the fielding, the throwing, and very little of that seen.
Not if you're a good pitcher, and if you don't have a good pitcher, there's still no action because you're walking them all the time. So, hey, that's great. Congratulations to her for her accomplishments with UAB Blazer softball.
Jay, do you want to tackle the awards or do you want to go to a break?
Yeah, break sounds good.
All right, we'll go to a break, come back, and we will name this year's best of the best. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 on a foggy Tuesday afternoon.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Cullman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Cullman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk Live 95.5, your awards edition.
You know, Jason, every time I listened to the show last week on demand and you would say, all right, I really wanted to go out and find that guy from King of the Hill. It would always go, all right.
I thought you were going to say King of Queens, one of my all-time favorite shows.
We might have to go get a soundbite for that.
Here we go.
He is a professional.
People's Bank and Sports Talk Live awards. I'm not sure what kind of awards you want to call it. Right. So here we go. In the boys' division, start out, and we will alternate. Boys, Player of the Year. And good candidates for this. Man, they come down to two people. Yeah, and we hammered it out. But the boys' Player of the Year goes to Tristan Chambers of Cold Springs. Tristan is a junior at Cold Springs, another year left, 28 points per game average, 8 rebounds, and is sitting at 2,112 points for his varsity career.
No doubt he's going to completely shatter the Cullman County scoring record.
Right. Yeah. Don't matter if it's Jared Henry or Bonte Harris, it's going to go by the wayside next year, barring an injury or anything.
Yeah, as long as he can stay reasonably healthy, he can just get out on the floor.
Right. Yep. All right, Ronnie, you want to give us the girls' player of the year?
I sure will. Since Jason gave us the Cullen County Boys Player of the Year, our decision for the girls, Cullen County Player of the Year, goes to Miss Bailey Johnson of Cullman High School. Bailey is an outstanding basketball player. I believe she has already signed a scholarship with the University of Alabama in Huntsville. If you remember, Bailey tore an ACL last year and missed a lot of, I believe, last season, even maybe missed some this year as well. But she's come back strong, had a great senior year, and is a great academic student. And everything you want in a basketball player. So congratulations to Bailey Johnson, the girls, Cullen County Player of the Year.
All right, that brings us to the boys' Coach of the Year. I'm going to let you get that one running, and I'll go back with the girls.
All right. This year, again, Jason and I tossed this around and had some discussions and some debates. Our Coach of the Year for 2014-2015 in Cullen County is Coach Bobby Meyer of the Cullman High School Bearcats.
A very deserving coach.
Very well deserved.
Took Cullman to the furthest in the tournament they've ever been. Got their first regional win.
Yeah, made it to the regional finals, where they were defeated by Lee of Huntsville, who was just a absolutely outstanding basketball team. And then I think Lee was defeated in the state finals this past weekend in a very, very, very close ball game. So congratulations, Coach Meyer, taking his club, the Cullman Bearcats men's team, farther than they've ever been in the history of their school. So congratulations to Bobby.
Okay, that brings us to the girls' Coach of the Year. In the girls' division, the Coach of the Year is Coach Scott Adams of Holly Pond, the Holly Pond Lady Broncos Coach of the Year. And all he has done is won the county tournament once again.
That's right. I think about 3 years in a row. They didn't make it to the state tournament this year, but they did last year, maybe even the year prior, but certainly last year.
And you remember when he was on with us, he kind of gave us a heads up of what was ahead.
Yeah.
Where they matched up, and
it was a difficult road.
Much like the Holly Pond boys, I mean, yes, any way you went in that one, it was going to be tough.
That's right. So, but hey, a huge congratulations to Coach Adams out there at Holly Pond and what he's done through the years in developing his girls' program, and not only developing and maintaining, but they've gotten better and better. And look for really good and big things from them in the future as well. Right. So congratulations to Scott.
Okay, that brings us to the boys' Team of the Year. And I tell you what, Ronnie, let's do this before we do the teams of the year.
Okay.
Let's do the game of the year. We want to save the teams of the year to last. So the game of the year has to go, and the only other really discussion, this is boys or girls, this is the game of the year.
Correct.
And the two that we talked about was Cullman versus Athens in the regional first round, and that was an overtime game, and the Cold Springs Tanner double overtime game. The winner game of the year is Cullman defeats Athens 71-68 in the first round of the regional play, an overtime win. And I listened to that one on the radio, Ronnie. It was an exciting game. I was wearing my text out. You weren't able to listen to it.
Right.
And
yeah, you kept me updated.
If I had been there, I think I would have fell over. Wallace sold out to actually turn fans away.
Yeah, I had to close the doors. Fire marshal shut them down.
And I don't know that that's ever happened. I don't know if it is.
There was a lot of very upset people because some people even purchased their tickets online. And when they got down there, it was already sold out, and they wouldn't let them in. So they just lost.
Wow.
They lost their money, and they bought tickets online.
What if your child was playing?
I know.
And you had bought an online ticket thinking, I'll get there a few minutes before the game.
I can get in because I bought a ticket. You can get in.
Yeah, I would get in somehow.
Yeah,
I would probably be in the Huntsville jail.
And some folks said that there was as many as, 200 or 300 trying to get in, and the doors were closed. So
me.
What a huge What a huge environment to have been able to participate in or just have been there as a fan. I wasn't there. You weren't there. But I know that Wallace Coliseum will hold 5,000 people. I know that. And they were standing all in the portals. So there was well over 5,000 there for that game. So
and more outside.
And more outside. Exactly right. So a huge congratulations. The game of the week, or I'm sorry, the game of the year, as Jason just said, was Coleman defeating Athens in the region tournament at Wallace State.
Okay, that brings us to the team of the year, the much awaited team of the year. As we said, the first real measuring stick between Coleman and the county schools. Let's start with number three and work our way down to number one.
All right. I've got number three.
Right.
Number three on our team of selections was the Cold Springs Eagles, number three in the boys division.
And Cold Springs, a great year, Coach Taylor Willoughby. And these
made it to the
teams,
regional tournament, right. Got beaten Coleman County finals, and we'll certainly anticipate seeing them back there again next year.
Josh Freeman, a junior.
Yeah.
Tristan, our player of the year,
exactly.
A junior. So Cold Springs will make some noise again next year.
Yeah.
And you know, running these three teams, is it look at them, one or two wins here or there would have changed this whole scenario around. Or one or two losses. Coleman loses the first round of the regional.
That's right.
We may be looking at a different outcome.
Absolutely.
Okay, the number two team is the Holly Pond Broncos. The Holly Pond Broncos. Coach Mitch Morris, guys come in at number two.
Yep. Super, super year.
Oh, yeah. And if they are in another matchup against another area,
right.
They're at least at Wallace.
Absolutely.
Or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If they go to Jacksonville like they have been doing.
For a lot of the season, they were ranked number one. In Class 3A, they defeated Cold Springs and won the Coleman County tournament. And I would say they probably won in excess of close to 30 games. Just had a great year, and sometimes you just don't play as well as you're really capable or you want to, and that's what happened to them in their subregion. They ran into a West Morgan, who always has good athletes, and they were ranked number four. And I'll tell you, the vast majority of the time when you're playing a sub-region game, you're not playing a club that's ranked number four.
That's right.
You know, you normally, if you're playing at home, you normally are in pretty good shape that you're going to advance. So, but it didn't work out for Holly Pond, but that did not diminish the season they had at all. So a great year for Holly Pond and Mitch.
Okay, this won't come as a shocker since we've got two and three out of the way, but Ronnie, give us the boys' team of the year.
Yeah, and again, we discussed it a lot, but we came up with who we felt like deserved to be the team of the year 2014-2015, and that is the Coleman Bearcats, coached by Bobby Meyer. Plainly put, best season they've ever had, advanced to the regional finals. Just won their area, played a lot of schools, played a lot of big schools, and just had a super, super year. So congratulations to Bobby Meyer and the Coleman Bearcats for being the boys' team of the year.
Now, Ronnie, you mentioned the competition. Want to give everybody a little rundown of Coleman's season. Coleman, 23-9 on the year. And you think nine losses. Okay, nothing great about nine losses. But when you look at the losses, it wasn't the Huntsville Nursing Home.
Right.
As you already said, area champs won their first game in the region with their sub-regional winners.
Right.
Won their first game in the regional tournament. Lost to Leah Huntsville in the finals. Notable wins this year, including they beat Austin two times, which is a feat within itself.
Sure.
Defeated Parker, and anybody knows high school basketball knows the name
Parker.
Parker. Not only did they defeat them, they defeated them 70-55, a 15-point victory.
Yeah.
Beat what was at that time, and may have ended the season until the state finals, Mountain Brook, the number one team at that time in 7A.
Mountain Brook.
And
They won the state tournament.
They won it. Hoover won it.
Hoover beat Mountain Brook?
Yeah, Hoover beat Mountain Brook.
Okay, I'm sorry. They made it to the state finals in Class 7A.
And beat Muscle Shoals 80-76, beat Decatur twice, beat Minor in the sub-region by 15, and as we said, defeated Athens in the first round of the regional 71-68 in overtime. So congratulations to the Coleman boys, Coach Bobby Meyer, Coach of the Year and Team of the Year.
Absolutely. Well deserved.
All right. Girls, Team of the Year. And I'll start us off here since, well, you start us off. And at number three, going to surprise some people, Robert.
It will. It will.
But it's simple when we explain it. The Fairview Lady Aggies come in at number three.
Absolutely.
And simply put, Wallace, for the first time
in the history of the program, they made it. They made it to regional play. And you know, this was Coach Hartline's, I believe it's her first year. She's done a heck of a job with that program. They're very young. I know they got some eighth and ninth graders, and they are a team that's going. They're going to challenge the Holly Ponds and the Cold Springs down the, you know, here before very long. So those folks better, you know, they better be prepared. For Fairview Lady Aggies. So, to me, that was a no-brainer. They were number three.
Yeah, hats off to Fairview. They have come a long way. I remember in very recent past, Fairview girls, not real good.
Exactly. Yeah. It was ugly. So
the things turned around there and there and headed in the right direction.
That's right.
All right, Randy, give us number two.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Nope.
Let me pass it to you then.
Okay. All right, number two. Oh, of course I had that. That would be the Cold Springs Lady Eagles, coached by Tammy West. They are our number two ranked team of the year here in Cumberland County. Again, when you're talking about Cumberland County girls basketball, you have to talk about Cold Springs and Tammy West. Just another great year. Got beat in the finals of the county tournament. And then, you know, of course, advanced on to area play, and then on beyond that. But
now they were defeated at Wallace by Red Bay.
That's
and
right.
If I'm not mistaken, Red Bay went on to win the 2A.
I believe that is correct.
State. So another case of catching somebody at the wrong time.
That's right. That's right. So and again, year after year, Coach West has a club that can compete with anybody in the state in basically any classification.
Right.
And she does that at the smallest school in Coleman County.
Yeah.
So it's just it's
played,
impressive
they
what
have
they
played
can.
The big names. You know, the big school roll in and Cold Springs, where is
right.
that at? And they see the number of students
right.
and its location right up from Bug Tussle.
That's it.
And they pretty much put that one in a bag, but
yeah.
Cold Springs has surprised a lot of teams
sure
over
have.
The past year.
Won state championships, you know, and have been down there trying, you know, trying to win others and not successful. But certainly, you know, you're not going to win the state championship every time you get down there in the Final Four. Just getting there is a huge, huge accomplishment, and I certainly expect to see them, you know, again down there in Birmingham. So. Nobody does a better job than Tammy West.
All right, that brings us to Uno. And this
number
is
one.
This is a no-brainer again after we knocked the Cold Springs out.
That's so right. That's right.
The ladies' team of the year travel out 278 East. Coach Scott Adams and the Holly Pond Lady Broncos.
That's it.
Third straight county title and an
impressive
season. Itself. Right. If you don't do anything else and you win the county tournament 3 years in a row,
you're doing something right.
It says a lot for your program. I'm trying to look up the record here, but not having a lot of luck. So
yeah, as far as win, I think they probably won about I'm guessing in the teens, 16, 17, 18 games. You know, they had some stretches where you know they got beat by some folks. And even I think even Coach Adams would tell you it's probably not the strongest team that he's had. However, it was a club certainly deserving of being what we consider the top team in the county. That kind of speaks testaments for him and his program when he feels like he doesn't have his best team, but we still feel like it's the best performing team. You know. Throughout the year, their whole body of work.
Right.
And
when you speak of body of work, Ryan, a lot of people are probably right now, especially some of our Cold Springs people that listen in,
yeah.
are saying, well, Cold Springs made it to the Regionals, won their first game, and then was defeated by Red Bay.
That's right.
But we look at more than just actual wins, losses. Yeah. We look at competition. We've
That's
looked
right.
at the division schools they're playing. Yeah, Coast Plains can't help their 2A.
No, no.
But we looked at who Holly Pond matched up against. And was
defeated their head, by. And then their head-to-head competitions.
Right. And a third straight county title.
That's right. You know, you cannot dismiss winning the county tournament 3 years in a row. So well deserved. All those teams deserve the recognition, and a special congratulations to Coach Adams and Holly Pond Lady Broncos for being our 2014-2015 Team of the Year.
So here we go. We're going to wrap it up, and these runner-ups will not be receiving anything from us, but the teams, players, and coaches.
But our praise and our gratitude.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
We'll be receiving some recognition, and hopefully we can get some of these guys and gals on and talk to them about the season. We're shooting for Coach Meyer this afternoon, but he is tied up at the moment with Furman.
I think he has some college coaches in, so
they're look at Lawson Schaefer.
I can see where that would be a little bit more important than talking to us.
I don't know. So here we go. To wrap it up, the boys, Player of the Year, Tristan Chambers, Cold Springs. Boys, Coach of the Year, Bobby Meyer, Coleman. Boys, Team of the Year, number 3, Cold Springs. Number 2, Holly Pond. Number 1, the Coleman Bearcats. Girls, Player of the Year, Bailey Johnson from Coleman High School. Girls Coach of the Year, Coach Scott Adams at Holly Pond. Girls Team of the Year, number 3, coming in, Fairview Lady Aggies. Number 2, the Cold Springs Lady Eagles. And the number 1 team in our poll this year, the Holly Pond Lady Broncos. The only thing left, Game of the Year, and that was an easy one. Coleman defeats Athens 71-68. In the
regional tournament
to a sold out crowd.
Packed crowd, overflowing crowd, that's right.
So, Jay, if you'll take us to a quick break, we will come back and get some moolah. Let me make this announcement about moolah before we start. The clues I gave last week, wipe them out of your
mind.
Right, because we are starting over today with a new moolah. I'm going to throw in an extra $20 to make it worth
it. Sounds like y'all had a powwow before I got here.
To make it worth your trouble. So we'll be right back with moolah. And
the old spotted cow, she's back out.
She's out in a foggy evening.
Yeah, be careful, don't hit her.
Yeah. All right, Sports Talk Line 95.5, Coleman. We'll be right back.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
back with you on a foggy, foggy Tuesday afternoon. If Moolah is seen, please help get her back in the pasture. Jimmy Cockrell there at People's Bank. He is worried about Moolah and her whereabouts.
Well, you don't want her hit because the price of cattle's high.
But I'm going to tell you this, Ronnie. I have got word that Moolah has escaped out of Coleman County.
Is that right?
Out of Coleman County.
She got on somebody's trailer and she is...
Yep.
She's out of the county.
She is still within the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
But she's a long way from home.
She's lost.
Yep.
Gonna take some looking to find the old spotted cow.
This segment brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. And again, Ronnie, we say it every time we do this, but sometimes I don't feel like we get the point across enough. How much People's Bank means to this segment and local athletics all together.
That's right.
And the strong supporter of local athletics.
And I'll throw this in there and to the station.
That's right.
They sure go a long way to keeping us on the air.
Yeah. Okay, Moolah. Oh, one more announcement. After talking with various people and discussing this, and Cindy's not going to be a real happy camper about this announcement, but Cindy, some things are decided above our heads.
That's right.
Our pay level only goes so high.
That's it.
New rules for Moolah. You still have the 30-day period in order to win. You can't win but once every 30 days. Now, here is the change. You are only allowed 3 wins per calendar year. Okay. So now you got to decide, do I want to take the $50 or do I want to wait until there's $100?
Do I want to wait until around Christmas?
Yeah, there'll be a little strategy going on here. And Cindy has won multiple times. Lewis Shelton, a repeat winner. I mean, it's been months since Lewis had won.
Yeah.
But after discussing this with various people, again, our pay level don't go that high to make these decisions.
Right. We're not paid to make decisions.
But want to spread the love a little bit, and I don't think Cindy will have any problem with that. Free money is free money.
That's right. And hey, you know, the only way you're going to have a chance to win is if you call and guess.
That's right.
So
now,
if you're not calling and guessing, you don't need to be. Yeah. There's no need to complain.
If we get in a situation nobody's calling and guessing, then I'm going to talk to the level higher, and Cindy will be
back in. So there you go.
Cindy is a loyal
absolutely.
Listener.
Absolutely.
Involved in everything we do.
And we want her to.
That's right.
So,
Ronnie, get us started. Moolah. Where is Moolah? I thought you had the clue.
No, I don't have the clue.
Okay, I'll start it.
Okay.
This is going to be a clue that won't help many people. So,
all right, okay.
How about this one? The sum of the road.
I knew what was...
Yeah. The sum of the main road, let me say that.
Okay.
Because it is actually sitting off of the main road.
That's right.
But the sum of the main road is 10.
That's right. I figured that would be yours.
Yeah.
Sum of the main road is 10.
Is 10.
There you go.
And Cindy, some good news in on this. You are now eligible. I don't know if your 30 days are up, but since we started this,
she's in.
You are in. So if you want to go ahead and take this, is actually a $70 one. We said,
oh,
and $20 to it because we wiped out last week's.
She's
going to
be in. She's playing.
Yeah, she's on this.
There is no question. She's playing. So hey, if you want to take a shot at it, give us a call 256-737-9951.
And if I'll say this, if you solve this,
you're going to add 20 more.
I'll add 30 more, and make 100 if you solve it with this one clue.
If it's solved with this one clue,
right? If it's solved today, I'll add $30 more to it, and make it 100. That'll come out of Jason's money.
Man,
now Ronnie, don't go giving some clues. Never-ending clues, you know.
Okay, before we give the next clue, I'll ask you about it before I give the clue. So there you go, folks. Instead of being $50, it was up to $70. And now if you solve it today with the two clues, I guess we'll do two, that we're going to give today, Jason's going to add another $30. So that is
$100. 100 smackaroos.
For just a guess of where those spotted cows hit. And then you've already told them that it's not in Coleman County.
Yeah, so you can knock that county out. There's only 66 more.
That's exactly right. So there you go. And, you know, but now, correct me, is that extra 30 is only for today.
Only for today for the extra 30. After today, it will be worth $70.
Okay. All right, Cindy.
And I need to announce that, too. Congratulations to anyone that don't know. Lewis Shelton, our winner last week, won Moolah $50, and it was at the Vinemont Home Ec Department. Right.
That's right.
And we hit that one a little harder.
Yeah, we did, because some people call
it. Is that the one where y'all were like, it's between the lines, and you might look at the numbers and stuff like that?
Jay, I think you're listening to a different station. So.
I was thinking, how many football stadiums do we have in this
No,
game?
No,
no, that was the one I wiped out last week, between the lines.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah. This one.
I'm glad I'm not playing.
We gave the clues of smelling biscuits and
might be a textbook lesson.
Yeah, and a long haul.
Down a long haul.
Might see a sewing machine.
Because some people call.
Are y'all going to give a prize to whoever announces the phone number first?
Put it on. I just did.
Jay, come on now.
I gave it earlier. 256-737-9951.
There you go.
That's three times.
What is it when our control man and the owner of the station don't hear what we're saying?
He's not paying. Oh, man. All right. Hey, Jason.
It means you're not paying me enough.
There you go. Hey, Jason, you know, we know college football is kind of over. Well, we can't really say
that. It's never over.
It's never over. I saw this, and I want to go through these. These are what they consider the top 25. Have you seen this, the top 25?
So I got a feeling I'm going to be guessing.
Yeah, or I'll just ask your opinion. You agree with them, you know.
That'd be easier.
Okay.
Make it look a lot smarter, too.
These are the top 25 programs, supposedly, in the country. And they've got different tiers, different levels. And the first one they have here, they call it Tier 4. These are established, I'll just read it verbatim, established brands in their respective league, but is there a certain ceiling that will stop these programs from reaching the top shelf? In other words, good programs, but not your elite programs, right. Okay? Number 25, you can tell me whether you agree or not or disagree. Number 24, Wisconsin.
Hmm? I agree, but I don't think they would be Tier 4.
You think?
Is there four tiers? I mean, apparently there's four tiers.
Yeah, there's going to be four tiers. Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with Wisconsin probably back about 24, but okay. I don't see them as a Tier 4 program.
Okay. All right. Number 23, Miami of Florida.
Yeah, Miami, no, I don't even agree with them being in it.
Okay. You're not a big
Miami of Florida fan. If Jared Oliver's listening to this, he's falling out on the floor right now, but Miami is a bunch of crooks. They've always been crooks. They will always be crooks.
Even back when Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
But were that not...
That is the dirtiest football program in the nation.
Unbelievable. Number 22, this one might surprise you, Arkansas.
Yeah, that is a little bit of surprise, but I can't
argue it too much, yeah. 21, Nebraska.
At one point, yeah, but now I'm thinking no.
This one might raise your eyebrows. Number 20, Michigan State. What do you think? Maybe over the, many years, that's accurate.
Yeah, now, right.
Michigan State
right.
is
that's
pretty
what,
solid.
Yeah, that's what
now,
I was going to say. That, yeah.
So, you know, for whatever it's worth, number 20 was Michigan State. Number 19, South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah, I would say they're in the teens there, the upper teens.
Okay. This is Tier 3. This is called what they call the comebacks. Traditional powers that are working to resurface or get over a hump. Okay? Number 17, there's a tie. There's some of these are tied. Penn State.
Penn State, yeah. Just because of the name. If,
right.
Considering everything, you know, I wouldn't want to be that high. I wouldn't want to be at Penn State.
Right.
But considering their tradition, the name brand, yeah, you got to give it to them.
Yeah, okay. Also tied for number 17, UCLA.
Actually, UCLA I thought would be higher in that.
Okay. Number 16, Clemson.
Clemson, yeah, about right.
I agree with you. I think that's about right. Number 15, Tennessee.
Tennessee, wow. Me. Considering what is coming up, I'd say, yeah, probably about right.
For now.
Yeah.
But Butch Jones is...
Oh, yeah, he is. That would have been probably...
Another year or two, they won't be 15.
55, if it wasn't for Butch
Jones.
Right,
that's right. You know, I'd be there with Derek Dooley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, these are the tier twos. The next best. Not quite elite, but not far from it. In many cases, programs that could creep toward or inside the top five in the future. Okay? So these are good programs. 14, Michigan.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know what happened to Michigan. Michigan, as we've already said, the most valuable football program in the nation.
Yeah.
And boy, they can't win a game.
No. I mean, well, they've not fallen on just horribly sad times. Okay, number 14, Michigan. Number 13, Auburn.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would maybe have them two or three spots higher, but they're going to have to get off their pocketbook if they want to make it a job to attract. Gus, actually the lowest paid in the Western Division now.
Gus, the lowest paid in the Western Division. I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know that Mullins just got a bonus or an extension.
Yeah, everybody in their raise won the buck. Now, get this. His salary, $4.1 million. So nobody in the West is hurting.
He's paid lower than...
And he is the lowest
$4.1 million.
In the Western Division.
Wow.
Now, if there's a name on here that I've got in my head that is making way more than Gus is making, if his team is on here, I'm going to fall out in the floor.
Okay.
Folks will hear the chair hit the floor.
You'll hear the thud. All right. A tie for number 11 because Auburn was 13. Oregon.
Wow, I thought Oregon would be higher with their facilities,
just their recent history. Yep. Also tied for number 11, Texas A&M.
That went.
He down.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, Jason. I knew that would hurt you.
Then let me preach about that as soon as I get my chair set back up.
Texas A&M's tied at 11. Auburn is at 13.
Tell me how Texas A&M is ahead of Oregon. Let's forget Auburn because I'm biased. But tell me how Texas A&M is ahead of Oregon. Kevin Sumlin making over $5 million a year.
Yep.
And all he's had is Johnny football.
That's right. And what did they do this past year?
Right.
You know.
And what did he do when he had Johnny football?
That's right. I was blown away, too. One reason I wanted to look over these.
And I knew that was coming.
But when I saw
tell everybody, Ronnie, I already had a hold of my arm here to flip.
I was shocked as well that Texas A&M comes in there at number 11. And then Oregon is also tied at 11. And then Auburn at 13.
Makes no sense.
It does. That one right there doesn't make any sense. All right. Moving on before Jason does have a heart attack. Number 10, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. So
yeah, that's right.
Even though they've not been what I would say a powerhouse as of late.
But they're still Notre
Dame. They've made the one national championship appearance and was embarrassed.
Yeah, humiliated. Exactly. Number 9, Oklahoma.
Yeah, probably.
Probably so.
All about right.
Number 8, Georgia.
No, Georgia's too high.
That's what I thought, too.
Georgia's
a little high. 7, Florida State.
Florida State, I think, may be a little low-rated. I think they should bump up in the top five.
Okay. Number 6, LSU.
Yeah, I can go with LSU at 6.
I agree. I can go with that. Okay. Tier 1, the best. With just about every resource on hand and every opportunity to succeed, these are literally dream jobs for coaches. Dream jobs for coaches. Number 5, Florida.
No question. If I'm hunting a job, Florida would be my pick of the litter, even over Auburn.
I agree.
I mean, that would be
immense talent.
Right.
All over the state. And then you're living in Florida.
Right.
The sunshine state.
You don't have to worry about a quarter of an inch of ice.
No, you don't. Or 9 inches of snow last week. So there you go. Florida, number 5. These are the best of the best. Number 4, Ohio State.
Nah, that's just because I don't like Ohio State. They probably are, but
I agree.
I can't see it.
Number 3, USC.
Yeah, USC. You're in
West
here,
Coast.
Out. Yeah,
nothing great weather,
the sunshine.
That's it. Number 2, Alabama.
Now I am wondering if Florida's out of the way and Alabama's out of the way. Yeah, I can go with two at Alabama.
I can too. And the number one best destination job to have in all of college football, hook 'em horns, Texas Longhorns.
No, I don't agree with that. The recruiting is deep. The state's big. Yeah, they are the powerhouse in the state, or was at one time. Longhorn network.
You know, but look, I mean, good gosh. Look, you got Baylor, who felt like they should have been in the Final Four or in the playoff, and you got TCU, who certainly deserved to have been there. So, you know, I don't know. You know, yes, Texas is Texas, and Texas is the big of the big. Should they be number one, the best job in all of college football?
If you're offered the Florida, Alabama, and Texas job, which job would you take? Pay being equal.
Florida.
Yeah, me too. Okay, take Florida out, Texas and Alabama.
Alabama.
Me too. So we've got Texas at least three.
At least three. That's right.
And I'm not sure that I wouldn't take USC over
Texas. Oh, me either. Absolutely.
Wow, and if it wasn't for the bad weather as far as facilities, I would take Oregon.
That's right. Yeah, but I don't know.
Who wants to look at this all the time?
Every day. Yeah. You know, so, but anyway, I just thought, you know, hey, we'll spend some time. We'll look over what is supposed to be the, you know, the top 24 or 25 jobs to have there, you know, in the country, with number one, turning out at least from this survey as being the Texas Longhorns, the Alabama Crimson Tide 2, USC 3, Ohio State 4, and Florida 5 for the dream jobs. There's the dream team.
And is it not something? Who's holding the dream job now?
That's right.
Jim McElwain. I mean, come on. You're the Florida Gators.
That's right.
And I don't think really though they think they settled, but I think they jumped on the first bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going out of town.
Well, you know, the bus, it's certainly still out there, you know, as to whether this is going to be a good decision for them or not, and only time will tell. But
and when we go to our next break, I'm going to look up. You got my face even redder than it was when I came in. But I want to look up a little information about Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M and see exactly what has he done to make him so special.
What have you done for me lately?
Right. I mean, come on.
I don't know. We shall find out. When we go to a break. So, Jay, I think if you can take us to a break, that'd be great. Hey, thanks for joining us so far on the first hour of Sports Talk Live here at 95.5. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and maybe Jason won't have another stroke. So tune in, come back. We're going to talk a little SEC basketball when we get back. Again, 256-737-9951 is the number if you want to call and talk about any sports out there.
I heard it then.
There you go. Stay with us.
We're the only Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
For a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh, spotted cow.
That's spotted cow. You feel like you're in a pinball machine for a minute.
I did.
That's it.
And Moolah may be in a pinball machine for all we know.
There you go.
It's escaped out of the county. There is
that would be an interesting contest there.
It's a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
The old Tim Wilson song, you know, about Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, folks, forget the pinball machine because really it had nothing to do with what I said. It has nothing to do with where Moolah is.
And you can forget Chuck E. Cheese because it's not there either.
But Moolah has escaped out of Coleman County.
That's right.
And was last seen, I'll say this, was last seen headed south.
Last seen headed south.
Right. So
we don't know which direction she might have gone from there, but that's where she started out.
She could have been at Vinemont.
That's right.
Headed south.
That's right.
Or at Good Hope.
That's it. But, okay, I'll give the second clue. Again, just make sure that we're all on the same page. This is worth $70. And if you guess it today, Jason's going to throw in another 30, which makes this one worth $100 for today only.
Right.
If someone guesses it after today, it's back to $70.
And how about this, Ronnie? At between 5:30 and 6, we'll give one more clue. Get three clues today.
Three today for $100. All right. The first clue that Jason gave for if you were looking for Moolah, the sum of the highway is 10, correct?
Correct.
And mine is going. My clue is if you are looking for Moolah, you need to look for, let me see how I can phrase this. The words have a total of 17 letters.
17 letters.
17 letters.
Now, I'll bet right now that at least Cindy is writing names down, counting letters.
That's right.
Now there, that can be a lot of places, that but not a lot with a 17 letters.
No,
that's
but there's
long.
But there's a lot of places,
right?
You know.
Well,
so she go
the old computer unplugged.
That's exactly right. So that's my clue. If you're looking for Moolah, you need to look for 17 letters.
Okay, let me beat up on Kevin Sumlin a little bit because I wouldn't want to touch this guy if he was anywhere close. He would snap me in half.
And this is all because of what I brought up a while ago about how Texas A&M ranks nationally their football program.
Right.
They were 11.
11. So let's go back to his Houston days. Now, keep in mind, we are talking about a man who is making $5 million.
$5 million. Per year.
Right. Okay. Now, he wasn't making this at Houston, but I just wanted to get everybody up to speed. In 2008, he was 8-5 at Houston. I mean, we're talking Houston, so yeah, you get by with 8-5 at Houston.
That's right, you can.
10-4 in 2009.
Pretty good year.
2010. 5-7.
Not very good.
Right. But he timed it perfectly. Mm-hmm. In 2011, he was 12-1 and went to the Ticket City Bowl,
wherever that was. But Houston going to any bowl was
right.
huge.
Right. Okay. At Texas A&M, he has just completed his third year at Texas A&M. He went 11-2 in year one.
Pretty impressive.
He was 6-2 in the SEC, tied for second in the West.
This was his first year.
Right. Went to the Cotton Bowl. in his second year, 9-4, 4-4 in the SEC.
Dropped off a little.
Went to the Chick-fil-A Bowl. That was with Johnny Football.
Yes.
2014, 8-5 overall, 3-5 in the SEC, and went to the Liberty Bowl. Now, is there a common direction here?
There is.
Right. And I'm going to go ahead and predict 2015, he's going to go down more. Nothing against Kevin Sumlin.
No.
I just think he's overpaid.
He was underperforming.
Right. He was playing with, who was there before Sumlin?
Mike Sherman.
He was playing with his players. And let's see what Kevin Sumlin does. Year four, year five.
Right, right. Well, again, Jason, go back. The first year he won 11.
Right.
Okay. Last year he won 8.
8 last year.
Okay. Oop.
And 9 the year before. He's dropped
11,
off a little
9,
bit.
8.
Yeah, his total record at Texas A&M, 28-11. Now, get this. His SEC record, 13-11. Barely over 500.
Not impressive.
No.
Not impressive.
At Auburn, that'll get you fired.
You're right.
Right.
You're exactly right, it will. But, you know, at Texas A&M, it gets you $5
million. Yeah. How about that?
So, you know.
His total record, 63-28. You know, not bad, but not great.
Right. A lot of people that's going to have as good a percentage as that.
And when you think about, and we're yet to see, jury's still out on Gus. Let's give him 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, Gus, the lowest paid coach in the West.
Yeah.
And a much better winning percentage
right.
than Kevin Sumlin.
Right. Is Sumlin number two in the West?
Yeah.
Or do you have that?
He's number two.
Okay, so he's behind Saban.
Right. And everybody else falls in the 4.1 to 5 million range.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, Hugh Freeze was given a raise. Everybody basically
got a raise,
but Malzahn's was a little bit less. And you got to think Auburn still paying a lot of coaches.
Yeah, they are. And then they hired some assistants, you know, that has cost them a lot of money, too.
And putting $14 million in a video screen in the end zone.
Yeah.
So, and that makes me wonder, Ronnie, does Gus say, hey, $4 million enough for me right now. Let's fix some facilities. Let's get some good assistant coaches.
May very well be. And if that's the choice he made, I think that's a wise choice.
Oh, yeah, because he knows it will better him in the long run.
Well, sure, he's going to make it somewhere down the road. But if he's not producing, if he's not winning, if he's not getting the top recruits there, then the wins don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
But you got to have good facilities, and you got to have good coaches. Or these guys
are
going somewhere else.
It's all about the glamour now.
Because the days of I'm going to Auburn and play because I bleed blue and orange. No, you don't.
Right.
You know, you'll have a few of those, but you won't have enough to make a team.
Yeah.
You won't have enough to practice.
You're 100% correct. And while we're talking about overpaid coaches, let's jump to Alabama basketball.
Well, we can do that, Jason.
Because
you know, I have it pulled up
God
here.
God rest Anthony Grant, because this is his last season in Alabama.
put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
You know, we looked a little bit earlier. I was kind of looking over some stats, Jason, about the University of Alabama. And I'd ask you while we're off there, I said, how many D1 schools are there? And I think you told me there were like about 338.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Of Division I basketball schools in this country. This is what I'm going to give you right now are Alabama's season statistics, okay? And I know some of them may not be huge into statistics, but I think
I'm
it's just
going to look up the number for sure, too, while you're
okay,
doing that.
I think it's just going to be kind of an eye-opener. Points per game, Alabama ranks 187th out of 338 teams. They average 66.9 points a game. Rebounds per game, they rank 222nd overall at 33.4 rebounds a game. Assists per game, they rank 310th.
Wow.
Out of 338 at 10.5 assists per game. And their field goal percentage is 158th at .438. That's the percentage, about 44%. Shooting from the field. are we asking Alabama to be an undefeated Kentucky that's sitting there at 16-0 in the conference and 29-0 over the regular season? No, I don't think you're asking that. I'm not asking that. No one is asking that. But is this the best that we can do at 17-12 overall and 7-9 in the conference with two conference games left to be played? And I think that's just a question that, you know, the higher-ups, you know, the AD, the Bill Battles, whoever makes the decisions are going to have to sit down and take a long, hard look at it and say, for $2 million or $2.1 or $2.2, whatever it is we're paying, are we getting the best return for our investment at 17-12?
Right. And I think that's an easy answer. And let's be honest, even if Alabama has to come off their pocketbook for another million to get a bigger name, somebody that's going to draw the interest, draw the fan like Bruce Pearl has at Auburn.
Exactly.
They need to do it. They were a $33 million winner last year. Profited $33 million.
What's another? Yeah. What's one? Two? What's another million?
When it's going to turn around and probably make you more than that?
That's right. I watched Alabama the other night. They were playing South Carolina. Now South Carolina is not good. Let's just say that they were playing in Tuscaloosa, and I promise you, I'm guessing there weren't more than 5,000 or 6,000 people there. I mean, that's just completely unacceptable. That we are at this point. Yes, they've got some people that's out for the rest of the season for injuries and all those kinds of things. And yes, everything is not under coach's control. But everything ends with them. You know, if you're winning, great. If you're not, somewhere down the road, it's going to get you job.
And that's why they cashed that big check.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, like Ronnie said, it don't all begin or end with that head coach.
That's right.
You get paid big money for it to look like.
It does. That's right.
And so you better produce, or like you said, you're going to be hunting a job.
It's a bottom line. And it's all about it's all about getting the players in that's going to give you a chance to keep your job. And he's not, at this point, been able to recruit well enough to get enough people that I feel like he's going to be able to keep his job. I'm just going to be amazed. I don't think he can.
We talked about if an employee that works at Spiegel Contracting would be retained. First of all, we wouldn't have him making $2 million a year. At 17, if he come in 39 days and he was good 17 days and terrible 12 days. No.
Right.
Think about this. Would you go to a restaurant that you had eat at 39 times?
Uh-huh.
17 were good,
right?
And 12 times you had a bad experience. No, you're not going to go back.
No, you're not going to do that.
And you're not talking about $2 million there.
That's
so.
Right. That's right. You know, and if we just look through the body of their whole work, Jason, with their schedule, and they've had some big wins. I'm not saying they haven't, and they've had some, you know, they've had some big wins and some good wins this year. And Grant's had some big wins and some good wins in the past, you know, at Alabama. But the problem is, the big wins are just not coming often enough, and there is zero excitement within the fan base for the program.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is dead. I mean, it is dead as dead can be, and I hate that because I've always liked Anthony Grant. I think he's a great guy. I know he knows basketball. He wouldn't be where he is and all those things. But it did not help his case any at all when Auburn went out and was able to hire Bruce Pearl, because he is the consummate, salesman, showman. He fills up that arena, and they're terrible.
Right. They are.
But there's the excitement.
The high school team is much better to watch.
Yeah, but the excitement, he just demands excitement and interest. And Anthony Grant's personality is the complete opposite of that. And you can get by with that as long as you're winning.
People will say, Ronnie, how did Alabama get Anthony Grant? Well, look at him at VCU. He looks like the perfect hire.
Right.
28-7, 24-8, and 24-10 at VCU.
Why wouldn't you hire him?
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
He comes to Alabama, and we'll go starting in 2009, 2010. 17-15, 6-10 in the conference, tied for fourth in the West. 2011.
First year.
Right. 2010, 2011, good season, 25-12, 12-4 in the SEC, was first in the West.
Yes, the West.
NIT runner-up. Then 21-12 in 2012, 9-7, fifth in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Only appearance in the NCAA tournament and lost in the first round. 2012-13, Alabama was 23-13, 12-6, tied for second in the West, and NIT quarterfinals. Now then, here's where we start to drop off the edge. Alabama in 2013-14, 13-19, and let's just be honest.
Sure.
Those 13 games, some of those are patsies.
Oh, no question.
I mean, some of these
preseason.
Yeah, some of these are people that me and you could hang with.
So. That's right.
7-11 in the conference, tied for 10th in the conference. 10th.
10th.
And, of course, no postseason activity. This year, as you said, 17-12, 7-9 in the conference. His overall winning percentage at Alabama, 583, 58.3%, or in the conference, 53%. And overall, counting his time at VCU, he has a 64% winning rate.
Yeah. You know, it just goes without saying, it is what it is.
That's right.
You know, is winning 55% of your games at the University of Alabama going to be good enough to keep your job? I certainly hope not.
Right.
And for anybody, whether it's you coaching there, me coach, or anybody else. I want them to be better than winning 55% of their games.
Oh, yeah. They're
you know, if they're not, you know, boy, we really need to back up and reevaluate our coaches and players and everything. So, hey, I know we got to take a break, but we want to continue on with this discussion about Alabama basketball when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back, 5:20. And don't forget, coming up between 5:30 and 6, another Moolah clue. But until then, you have to listen to us. So you're listening to Sports Talk Live, Coleman, Alabama.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. back with you, 523. And Ronnie, before we get out of here, one of us is going to have to get out in front.
Yeah.
And fill our way home, because it is so foggy you can't see either road.
I know, it's here, bad. It's bad.
But all right, back to Anthony Grant and the situation at Alabama. A decision, of course, not going to be made until after the season, and you'll hear the same old.
Sure.
We'll evaluate it at the end of the year.
So. I think it'll be it may be even the 1st of April before you hear anything.
When does basketball signing and so forth, when does all that take place? Because if I'm a kid sitting at Alabama or thinking of Alabama, I'm going to want to know who's going to be the coach.
I agree. I don't even know when the national signing day is.
But
I don't
regardless.
Know. Irregardless, they'll have somebody – you know, in place there, if they're going to make a change. I'm not saying they are, but, you know, Jason, when you were going, as you were talking a little bit earlier there, and you were calling out some of those records when Grant, his first couple of years or so at Alabama, and they were pretty good. You know, they were winning over 20 games a year. My question to you or to anybody out there who wants to call and give us their opinion, what they think about the Alabama basketball program, you know, give us a call, 737-9951. It would be the first couple of years, he did quite well, and then it has dropped off. My question is, was he doing quite well with the players that were already there, with Godfrey's players, or were those his own players? And then as it has trended on, you know, the last couple of years, it can only be his players. You know, there's nobody else to blame this on or –
And Alabama, somewhat of egg on their face with Godfrey and what he's done at North Carolina State.
Yeah, he's having a pretty good year at NC State. He got Trevor Lacy, which, you know, really hurt losing him. You know, he was a high school All-American there that Anthony Grant was able to sign. He stayed a year or two at Alabama and left and, you know, went to North Carolina State, sat out, and he's their leading scorer now. You just have to look at his ability to recruit quality players. I'm not talking about quality kids. I'm not talking about quality people. I'm not talking about...
Right. You're not talking about the quality people like Saving got on the football team.
recently. I don't think any of that is in question. But you have to be able to compete, and you got to be able to win at a reasonable whatever that is, or you're not going to keep your job. And that's just what it's come down to. In the last few years, they just haven't done that. And they cannot win a close ball game.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just been
the only thing worse than that is watching Auburn. And you can have your pick tonight, and Auburn will be playing without Mason, so that should real interesting. Auburn may not score above 20 tonight.
may not. You know, real quickly, Jason, I'm going to run through Alabama's schedule. And no, you can't – you know, the kids have to play, and the kids have got to be the ones to put the ball in the hoop and all those things. I got that. We all know that. But there's a trend here that they are just consistently losing close ball games, not getting good quality looks when they need one. Quickly, I'll go through their losses. They lost to Iowa State, which is a good basketball team, ranked number 13. They lost to them by 10. They got beat by Xavier. Xavier beat them by 13. Wichita State, which is ranked number 11, beat Alabama 53-52. I watched that on TV, and they absolutely fell to pieces. The last 6 minutes or so of the game, Wichita State went to a press. They couldn't even get the ball down the court. They couldn't break the press. It looked like a middle school team. And they had the game under control on the road at Wichita State, which would be a huge win. And they end up losing that
50. No doubt.
They lose it 53-52. They lose at South Carolina 68-66 to a South Carolina team that's bad. Kentucky drills them. We won't even count that. They lose at Arkansas against a good club 93-91 in overtime. They lose to Florida at home 52-50, and Florida is not very good.
No.
They lose again at Kentucky. We won't can't even count that. They lose at LSU 71-60. They lose at Vandy 76-68. Vandy went six straight possessions. They hit threes for six straight possessions. Bama was up about five. And then down the stretch, they make, I think they make 13 or 15 free throws in a row. Vandy does.
Hey, that'll do it. If you can hit that six threes
exactly
in a row.
Right. So they lose to Vandy. Georgia beats them 66-65 in overtime. And then they lose again to Vandy 73-66. Again, you know, most of the games that they're losing, they're not blown out of, except Kentucky. But they cannot win a close ball game. I mean, Jason, if they could have gotten two or three wins, this discussion probably wouldn't even be here. If Anthony Grant was sitting there with 20 wins right now, I don't think this would really be too much of a topic. But
how about this? If you want to figure his pay and figure it by the wins, now here we go. He has 17 total wins.
This year.
Yeah, this year. For a total, if you divided it out, $117,647 per win.
Almost $118,000 for every win.
If you done it just in the SEC wins, he's getting $285,000 a win in the SEC.
All right. Yeah.
Now, if you want to do it just by games played, he is getting paid, Ronnie. Get a hold of this: $68,965 per game for his 29 games. Now, he's going to play a couple more, maybe three.
Yeah.
But still, he's not going to drop below $65,000. Per game, win or lose.
$65,000, you're getting paid per game, and you're winning 55% of your games.
Right. I mean, this dude is making more than a year's salary for the average person.
Oh, certainly.
In one basketball game.
Most people would be thrilled to make $68,000 in a year, you know. But, again, you know, and we're not trying to beat a dead horse here by any means, and I don't want anybody to lose their job, but the facts are just what we went over. The facts are the facts. You know, right now, let's just go through the conference, okay? Kentucky's sitting there in the conference at 16-0, 29-0 for the season.
They are a machine.
An absolute total machine. Number 18, Arkansas, is 12-4 in the conference. They are 23-6, a good basketball team that got destroyed Saturday by Kentucky.
Yes.
Then next you have Texas A&M. They're 11-5 in the conference, 20-8 overall. LSU is 10-6 in the conference, 21-8 overall. Georgia, 10-6 conference, 19-9. Ole Miss, who Alabama plays tonight, 10-6 in the conference, 19-10. Vandy, 7-9 in the conference, 17-12 overall. Alabama, exactly the same, 7-9 in the conference, 17-12 overall. Florida, 7-9 in the conference, 14-15 overall, beat Alabama. Tennessee, 6-10, 14-14, I believe also beat Alabama. South Carolina, 5-11 in the conference, 14-14 overall, beat Alabama. Mississippi State.
Alabama's going to be homecoming game.
That's right. Mississippi State, 5-11, 12-17. Auburn, 4-12, 12-17 overall. And Missouri, 2-14, 8-21 overall. That is that's the record of from the SEC from the top to the bottom. And Bama is sitting there at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And running people are wondering.
14.
You know, we have heaped praise on Auburn, and people are wondering now, hey, Alabama's won 17 games.
Yeah.
Auburn's won 12.
Right.
What is the deal with them? What are they smoking to be bragging on Auburn and throwing off on Alabama? But, folks, it's simple. The programs are headed in totally opposite directions.
Absolutely.
Bruce Pearl, his first year, and it's building. Anthony Grant in, what, year five or six?
Yeah.
And they are dropping like a rock.
They are. As you said, and couldn't say any better, it's two programs headed in two different directions. Bruce Pearl has a good, solid, quality recruiting class coming in.
Right now, number 12, 11, 12, so, and actually ahead of Duke in some polls, and which Duke will make the push at them and sign the McDonald's All-Americans and end up one or two.
But that's right. However, Alabama is nowhere near that.
No, no.
And it's bottom line. It's football and basketball, and they're all the same. If you've got to get the better players.
Let me ask you this. While we're talking about coaches, some people may have seen this and some people not. I may preview this during our next break and see if we can play it on the air, if it's safe to play on there. But did you catch Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings and his reaction to his player waving in the face of a Tennessee player after the game?
No. Is that the one that had some controversy? He told me.
Yeah. His words here.
Yeah, bad choice.
I'll effing kill you.
Oh, okay. So, is that what he said?
Okay. And the F-bomb was dropped many more times. It is almost a solid bleep.
No, I haven't seen that. So I know he'd been in some
And of all places, Vanderbilt.
I know.
You know, if you're talking about Auburn or Alabama Tennessee, but Vandy?
Vandy, yeah. Man. But hey, I know we're about to go to a break, Jason, here in just a minute, but I do want to give some praise where praise is due, and that's due to Levi Randolph. He has been named the first basketball player at the University of Alabama to be named an All-American, an academic All-American. Levi Randolph from Bob Jones High School up in Madison. He just found that out this past weekend, so that's what college athletics is all about right there. So a big, huge, huge congratulations for Levi Randolph as he is the first ever University of Alabama football player to be an academic All-American. So congratulations.
That's awesome. All right, time for a break. We'll be right back with you, and who knows, we're going to give out another moolah clue.
All right.
It'll be moolah time.
$100 out there if somebody can guess it today.
And this will be the last clue, so either you're going to have it or you're not.
That's right.
And we'll see if we can feel our way back to the house here in a little while.
That's right. We got about 25 minutes until we wrap this thing up. So,
all right, time for a break. Jay, take us away.
Jay is
right here near us.
That's right. He's taking us away right now. Stay with us here on Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
All right. Ronnie and I are having a little bit of argument of where Moolah was, and turns out he's right. So I know where it's at. We got the road.
You know, I'm really glad you all got that figured out before people started calling in.
Well, we knew where it was at. It's just the surrounding area roads.
We had a difference of opinion there.
And Lenny was right. All right. Moolah, brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. And this is the third and last clue for today. And again, if you get it today, 100 smackaroos.
Man.
After today, it'll be back to $70.
That's right. Again, I'll give the number. 256-737-9951 if you want to take a guess.
And I have another clue for you. The sum of the phone number is 33.
Hey, that's good. We'll just start giving out 33.
That's right.
Call 33.
Call 33.
Okay, the clue for moolah is, if you are looking for moolah, you might do some shopping in that area.
Good
you
clue.
Might do some shopping in that area.
Good clue. Your answer has to be specific.
Right. Right. So think about that. You've got 20 minutes to give us a call, and why not give us a call and just take a stab at it?
Take a stab. Anybody, take a stab
at it.
737-9951.
Don't cost anything, Lewis.
And if you don't want to guess moolah, guess how much snow we're going to get Wednesday, right?
That's right. That's right.
we need to look at that. We had a contest.
Yeah, I think that was me, Jason.
Last week.
Oh, did you?
I'm pretty sure that was me.
But talking about moolah.
I'll take it in my steak dinner.
Very quickly, the previous clues were, if you're looking for moolah, the sum of the road is 10. If you're looking for moolah, there are 17 letters where moolah may be hidden. And then if you're looking for moolah, you can also, basically what James says, you can also be doing some shopping. So those are the three clues so far to this point.
Jay, what was your guess? I don't remember you having a guess. That was Melissa, wasn't it?
Hers was none.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then Jay's the winner. That'll work out nicely.
That okay? There you go.
No money exchange. No that money.
Just the way you like it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jason, quickly, for those who may want to watch some basketball tonight, the schedule on TV, and again, let me give these times are in Eastern time zone times. On ESPN at 9 o'clock, we've been talking about them. Kentucky Wildcats will be at Georgia.
And you're still picking Kentucky to go all the way.
We talked about this when we were eating lunch today. Before the season ever started, I said Kentucky would go undefeated, and they will win the national championship. I stand by that. They're closer now than they were.
No doubt.
You know, they're 20.
They're looking good.
They're 20, what did we say, 26-0, 29-0? I don't remember.
Yeah, probably around 29. Alabama's at 29 games.
Somewhere, okay. They're sitting there roughly at 29-0. Still have not lost a ball game. And honestly, in the last month, haven't even been challenged. So I'm sticking with it. I think Kentucky is that good that they're going to certainly run the table the rest of the way in the SEC, win the SEC tournament. And I'm picking them to win the national championship and go undefeated.
Now, they've had a couple of close calls, but as you said, as of late, I mean, it has been just a total embarrassment of the teams that took the court. Arkansas, a good team.
A good team, ranked 18th.
Like a high school team.
Oh, they lit them up, did they not?
And it was over from the time the tip.
The first tip and the dunk, it was over right then, wasn't it? It's going to take a heck of a performance by someone or a very poor performance by Kentucky, in my mind, before they lose a game. They have 9 high school All-Americans, McDonald's All-Americans.
Oh, and
their second team is a top 10 team. You think about
it? No doubt about it. Auburn, if Bruce Pearl had their second 5.
Yeah. Their second team is a top 10 team. And the thing about this, Jason, they're practicing against each other all the time. Their competition in practice is better than any competition they play. So they have to be getting better.
How does it happen? How does Kentucky?
I don't know all the ins and outs.
You know what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. I will give credit where credit's due that Calipari can recruit, can get that kind of talent year after year after year, just like maybe even on a greater scale than what Saban does.
And it apparently doesn't matter what school he's at.
No, it doesn't matter. No, he just can get it done. You know? I just don't see it. I don't see them losing a ball game. Maybe they get some people hurt. Maybe they have some, sickness. I don't know. But if all things play out, even if all things play out equal, I don't think there's a club out there that's going to beat them. Are there some that are capable of beating them? Yes. No question.
I'll give you
my pick of one team that can beat Kentucky.
Okay.
I think there's one. And only one.
Only one. Who would that be?
Wisconsin Badgers.
Wisconsin. I think
watch them play.
Duke would have a shot, and I also think that Virginia would have a shot.
Okay.
But
legitimate, I'm going Wisconsin is the only legitimate shot to beat Kentucky.
And you may be right. I'm believing it more, but I still have a hard time picturing them go through the tournament and the whole season without a loss. It's just so unusual.
That a lot of things have got to play out, and the percentages aren't there, for them to do it. I'm just not going to change.
You can't change now. Why would you change at 29-0 or whatever?
That would be ridiculous. I still think, and I honestly, not just saying it because I said it earlier, I believe they're going to run a table and they'll win it all. What do you think it would take to beat Kentucky? I'm talking about not a half-court shot. I mean, what kind of a performance, in your mind, do you think it would take for a club to beat Kentucky?
I'm not sure, Ronnie.
I'll give you what I think it would take.
I think Kentucky has to have a bad performance. I think if they're playing 80% of their game, they're going to win. They're going to beat whoever at whatever level. It's going to take a Kentucky. It's going to be a self-inflicted wound.
And a lot of that I agree.
I think if they're both playing good, Kentucky wins.
And I would have to agree with that because I'm picking them to win them. Here's what I think a club has to do to have a chance to knock off Kentucky. One, they've got to be able to force Kentucky to shoot from the perimeter. You got to make them.
And I don't know how you do that.
Well, you can play them zone and just hope that they don't bury those open threes.
I think even playing them a zone, they're going to get the ball and play above the rim. So. I mean, huge. And they got two seven-footers.
Yes. Okay.
They're not dorks.
No, those would be top draft picks. Again, here's what I think to have a chance. One, you have to force them, and however you can force them, to play from the perimeter, to shoot the ball from the perimeter, to live from the perimeter. And the second most important, even more important than that, is there has to be a club that can match them on the boards. If you cannot match them on the glass, you are not going to beat Kentucky. That's why I picked Wisconsin, because I think they're the only club who can legitimately match Kentucky on the glass, and they can't do it. But for a one-game shot, they might. So that's just my take on what it would take to beat Kentucky. Force them to shoot the ball from the perimeter and hope they don't shoot it well, and match them on the glass on both ends, defensive and offensive.
A
huge order. You're exactly right. We'll see if it can happen.
Ronnie, before we get to closing out, let's go back through our awards for today. I will call out the boys and then let you take over the girls' side of it if you want to. The boys' player of the year, this is the People's Bank Sports Talk Live awards for our basketball season. Player of the year in the boys' division, Tristan Chambers, Cold Springs.
Congratulations, Tristan.
Boys' coach of the year, Coach Bobby Meyer, the Coleman Bearcats. Boys' team of the year, coming in at number 3, Cold Springs Eagles. Number 2, the Holly Pond Broncos. And our boys' team of the year, the Coleman Bearcats.
Yep.
Okay, take us to the girls.
All right, I will go through the girls. The girls' player of the year is Miss Bailey Johnson from the Cullman Bearcats. Bailey Johnson, the girls' player of the year. Girls' coach of the year, Coach Scott Adams of the Holly Pond Lady Broncos. The girls' team of the year, the number three ranked, as Jason and I ranked these teams, the ones that we wanted to give the recognition to here, number three was the Fairview Lady Aggies. They were able to advance this year to the first ever regional tournament and did so with some very young kids. And so they are going to get better and better year after year after year. So folks better look out for the Fairview Lady Aggies. The number two ranked girls team of the year, no surprise there, the Cold Springs Lady Eagles, coached by Tammy West. They're there every year. They're competitive every year within the county, outside of the county, and on the state level. I mean, she just has a machine going that they expect to be excellent year in and year out. And that is, when you can get to that point in your program, you have really accomplished something when you your kids expect to win. And then the number one team of the year in girls basketball is the Holly Pond Lady Broncos. Our game of the year, Jason, I'll do this if you'd like for me to.
Yeah.
Our game of the year, it was just the best, what we felt like was the best game of the entire season. Boys, girls, it didn't make any difference. But it turned out to be the game when Cullman defeated Athens 71-68 in overtime at the regional tournament at Wallace State Community College when the fire marshal closed the doors and wouldn't let anyone else in. So there are our awards for this, basketball awards for this year.
All the fans are going crazy in the background.
Yeah, they're just roaring.
Yeah. Time for our last break of the day, 5:50. If you're headed home, please be careful of foggy afternoon. We'll be right back with you, Sports Talk Live 95.5, Cullman, Alabama.
Community radio at its finest. Sports Talk Live, right here on Live 95.5.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Cullman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Cullman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Cullman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
And welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Jay Fuller back here in the studio with you. Jason and Tommy, not Tommy.
Tommy, oh, Lord, it's bad now in here.
Jason and Ronnie in the other room. And I am predicting the future. I see the future in front of me. It's called a special weather statement.
It's on your phone.
Yep, so we've got another significant winter storm. They're predicting it's going to come in late Wednesday night and Thursday. And well, I'll just read the description here. Strong cold front will move across the region by Wednesday evening. Widespread precip expected north of the front Wednesday night and Thursday. Temperatures steadily fall. Rain changes to freezing rain and lingering snow, flurries, ice, etc. Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Ice accumulations of up to 1/10 to up to a quarter of an inch are expected. And there could also be snow accumulations anywhere from a trace to around, they're saying right now, 1/2 to an inch. That's lower than last time I saw. That's good news.
Yeah.
Winds of 10 to 15 mile an hour will create additional problems, et cetera. So,
what was the amount of ice again?
Up to a quarter of an inch, which I've seen other forecasts set up to half an inch. So, I guess we will see.
Wow.
Another thing I'd like to
point out. Quarter of an inch does us in, though.
Yeah, it does. Yep. The other thing I'd like to point out, after this forecast, from what I have seen, like the next week or week after, we've got highs in like the 60s for like 2 weeks. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And the other thing that I'll add before turning it back over to y'all, one commitment that we've made here, you know, is we're about to go into severe weather season again. Anytime Coleman is under a tornado warning, somebody will be here at the studio, and we will actually plug in a scanner feed. So anytime during a tornado warning, you can tune into Live 95.5 and hear the sheriff's deputies telling you exactly what's happening where. We started that last year, about a month after the station went on the air. That's something that not anybody else does, and not a lot of people out there have a scanner feed. So make a note of that.
Absolutely.
And Jay, please make a note of this. If there is a tornado warning, Jason will not be here.
I didn't say I would be here doing that. You know,
somebody
be in a basement somewhere with a remote link or something.
Exactly right. Well, hey, thanks, Jay, for the thanks for that weathered update, and certainly everybody out there, you know, take precautions, whatever they may be, that you need to take care of the next couple of days. Be extremely careful. Be safe while you're out on the highways. And
get your bread and milk.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if we do get ice and you don't have to be out, you know, please stay home.
And I'd like to make this announcement on a much sadder note. I hate to even announce this, but my charger for my Apple laptop
is dead.
Broken.
Is it over?
It is broken.
It tries to.
I can get it to come on, but it's dead, and God rest its soul.
you can get one cheap.
Oh, yeah, you can get those just anywhere.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Apple and Steve Jobs.
Hey, Ford, we've got just a couple of minutes, so, Jason, let me go over a few games here as we had started to do before we went to a break. Basketball tonight on television. If you want to see Kentucky and Georgia, that comes on at 9:00 Eastern on ESPN. Then Alabama plays at 7:00 Eastern time at home on the SEC network against Ole Miss. So it's Ole Miss at Alabama and Kentucky at Georgia. Those are probably the most interesting games out there available. Also at 9:00, there's West Virginia at Kansas on ESPN2. If anyone is somewhat interested in watching that game, lots of other games out there, really probably nothing that most folks around here would be interested in watching. Also at 9:00 tonight, Auburn is at Missouri, and that's on the SEC network. And that will be come on right after the Alabama-Ole Miss game.
Boy, you can fill your night full of joy right there.
Yes, you can. And if you don't want to watch either one of those on ESPNU at 9:00 Eastern, you can watch Texas A&M at Florida.
And if you don't want to watch any of that, you can watch the Dog Channel.
That's right. You can go over to Jason's house and sit by the fire and watch the Dog Channel. So whatever cranks tractor.
All right. Ronnie, I think that's going to about do it for today. Again, congratulations to our winners. We had nobody attempt moolah, so I saved 30 cheaper.
You did. You saved $30. Wow.
I can't believe Cindy didn't at least take a shot at it.
I know. I can't believe it either.
But, hey, we live to play again. We'll start.
Live for another day.
We'll start Thursday. It should be weather permitting by Thursday afternoon.
That's right.
Again, keep an eye on the weather. Be safe. And Ronnie, until Thursday, it's basketball season, but I still say War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a big old road tie.
You've been listening to Sports Talk Live Tuesday Awards Edition. We'll see you Thursday.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Direction, but you pay me no attention to you.